noise.
Come on, feel the noise. It's time for Ken, Mark, and John to come out of the tunnel and once again form the Sports Authorities right here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Well, yes, indeedy, here we are, even louder than we thought. Yay, kids. Let's get rid of the music, shall we? Only because we don't want to. John Sarver here in Studio B at the wonderful CKIWI Radio 76 and Gambling Compound.
Fresh out of the tunnel.
That's right. See, we mixed it up today.
The tunnel's full of water, too.
Today we did the, and the grass is up real high.
It was raining in the tunnel.
That's right. It was almost a washout. We should have played Wipeout instead today. Or Hawaii 5-0. But we didn't. Only because we want to see you, TV. You, the viewer. How are you? Good.
You.
That's all we care about, and good night now. Anyways, welcome to the Sports Authorities, the Detroit Sports Authority. We're so glad to have you with us. If you don't like sports like we do, then you found your right spot to be in. You know? So, let's see. We don't have the FCC here, we do have the DMCA, so sometimes the language gets a little salty, and if it does, too bad. Also, all the opinions that we express today and within are all our opinions, and so don't sue us. So we don't give a damn about you. So there we go, two down. Three, we have only the highest.
Absolute highest standards.
There you go. And you can call the Call Mark Studio at any time. Call them at 586. Don't bitch me out about your edging. Day or night, 24/7.
Or just wait till midnight and call me.
Yeah.
Everybody thinks it's 24-hour lawn care.
Well, yeah. You know, the bad part is you went to cut that Mr. I logo in that one line and your mower got stuck.
Yeah, wait till you hear the tape message you'll get at midnight from Mark. Hello. It's something about how you can make your body reproduce itself, whether you male or female. And it goes on forever until you hang up.
That's right.
That's value added. Because normally people just tell you off and hang up themselves. So no, Mark will wait till you're done. That's how much he thinks about you, the customer.
I'm giving you your money's worth.
Yes. Well, he's providing valuable information.
There you go.
You know what you can do? You can go.
That's right. You may not know what you could do, and that's why you have to call Mark at midnight. Mark, what can I do?
And I will tell you.
Mark has diagrams.
I don't know where to go on vacation. Tell me, where should I go?
Mark, I'm a single man. How do I make babies by myself?
Let me tell you a story.
It starts with somebody not edging all the way around correctly. Oh, brother. But talking about brothers, we have two of them here. We have the Super CPA, Ken Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John, and hello to everyone out there in Rainy Danny Land.
And we also have our sports director here, Mark Milicek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. And hi to everybody out there. And hopefully it's not raining where you're at.
Just look, here's the story, folks. If you have a service doing your lawn, stop bitching. You know, really, it's wet out there. It's going to be clumpy. You're not going to get enough, exactly how you want it. Because we have 140 other lawns to get to, not just you. So shut up, you whiner.
Thanks, John.
Did I sum it up that fast? That's what you'll hear if you call it midnight.
Maybe I'll just record that and let John tell you.
Yeah, I can repeat myself on that, and I can get louder as I go along, or you could just take that little snippet and put it in your pocket for later.
Right. Well, if you call, I'll let you press A for Mark or B for John.
There you go. Yeah, there you go. At $2.99 a minute.
Might as well make some money out of this.
First, like, before I ask you, you can go bang yourself. What are you wearing? There. Ladies only, press B. All right, talking about pressing B, we got a whole lot of stuff here, and we talk about our opinions on sports. We are not bought and paid for it by anybody, so we can tell you exactly how it is. And today, for some good reason or whatever, we have a guest book made by Kenny himself, which you know that has a lot of baseball in it and a lot of numbers. Make sense?
Kenny's the number guy.
That's all right, right, so there you go. There's the cruncher. So let us get everything underway. And talk about underway and underwire.
And underwear if you press B.
That's right. That's right. And Mark will tell you what to put under. Press C. Yeah. If you can fit this in any opening in your body, you know. Have you ever put a zero turn up your ass? It's easy, you know.
I'll even give you a choice, a 48 or a 60 inch. Depends how big you want it.
And if you can make it zero turn in there, you have talent. We got to get you on the other TV show.
Oh.
Besides, we want to watch this. You would be, I guarantee you, you'd be the biggest virtual video on YouTube ever. Talking about ever. You got to feel crappy about Bill Buckner. I mean, yeah. The guy dies early. He dies of dementia, or so he says. He probably just didn't want anybody to bring it up again. Bill Buckner, in case you didn't know, he was with the Cubs? No, he was with Boston at the time, wasn't he?
With the World Series, yeah, 86 World Series.
Yeah, and all he had to do was field this little cheapy little grounder, and he booted it, and what it kind of went through.
Right through his legs.
Boston went on to lose, and people just killed him every single time they saw him.
Yeah.
You know, which was kind of unfair. I mean, there's huge disappointment, but, you know, stuff happens. You know, if you thought it was that easy, dude, you hop out of the stands, get the hot dog out of your hand, you know, get the zero turn out of your ass, go down there, play first base, and field it.
Get the 60 inch out of your ass.
Yeah, don't put up that thing for the roll cage either. You know, make it easier to get out.
Yeah, don't put the roll bar up.
Yeah, make sure that you don't get stuck, that we got to get the truck to get it out of you.
You know? Yep. Well, Buckner was a really good player, too. I mean,
yeah, he was.
Won the batting title in the National League in 1980 with the Cubs.
Yeah. You know, and so you think, well, here we go. I mean, he really, except for one play.
Yeah.
You know, and there's always been one play in every infielder's life that they got an E whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. This guy just happened to have, and the funny thing is that they would show it again and again and again. How this guy didn't put a gun to his head is a testament to the human spirit.
And again, to blame him. That was game 6, not game 7.
Well, they still
came back and lost the next game.
That's what I'm saying. They still had a chance to win the next game, and they, you know, so okay, yeah, they lost game 6, but there was still one more game.
Yeah,
yeah, you know, and the funny thing is, and I don't know why all of a sudden Fox Sports is playing the '84 Tigers. You know, the year end review where they show how they win the pennant that year, the last pennant they won. You know. But they always show the guy from the Padres getting thrown out at third. And then it's like, oh, I'll show you. I'll come back. And then the next day he wins, you know, he knocks a 3-run homer. You know, helps win the game. Okay. You know, they got past it. How Boston never let this guy get through. And I don't know, not living in Boston, thank God. But, I mean, did they ever, like, bring him out to the stadium and, like, everybody just give him a standing ovation? Go, dude, it's cool. You know, I mean, look, you guys won a lot since then. Detroit hasn't.
He did not too long ago throw out the first pitch at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
I can't remember what year it was, but it was probably.
Yeah, but that was in St. Louis, though.
No, Boston.
I know.
Throw it out the back of a zero turn.
Trying to leave. Try to outrun the band.
And then they had to delay the game because he took out the pitching mound.
got the rubber stuck in the propeller. Yeah. Damn it. Rewind.
You know,
see, we're combining grass cutting today with sports.
That's right.
Who else does that?
Because you don't get that ESPN. We have so much in common.
That's right. Oh, by the way, we are not experts. We're authorities.
That's right.
That makes us one better.
That's right. Authorities on sports and authorities on grass.
That's how much Lawns. Yeah.
Yeah, not
it's not legal yet in all states.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, put that bong down.
Well, Milichick is Michigan's first family of lawn.
That's right.
Who is?
Milichick.
Oh, okay.
We have Bernstein, first family of law.
There you go.
And Milichick's Michigan's first family of lawn.
Damn.
That was a loud one.
Wow.
Well, he was really close. He was driving by on the zero turn. We had a drive-by bugle. Wow. See, now he's way down the road.
There you go. See, you can even have a drive-by on a zero turn.
I try to go downhill.
Well, got to pull him out.
Yeah, but if the cops come real quick, you just like turn on a dime. You know, he doesn't have to worry about. I mean, it's really the automatic. It is the ultimate getaway vehicle. It's slow enough where you'd be laughing at trying to catch him. You know, because he's not going to be on the I-75 looking back.
Yeah, see if the cops can drive through people's backyards with their cars. A lawnmower can.
Yeah, see, it's like Dukes of Hazzard. You know, but then people will call up and bitch. How come you didn't get closer to the fence?
Yeah, while you were driving through my backyard, how come you didn't cut it?
How come the cops left grooves? How do I know? You didn't pick up the toys. How do I know? I don't care. Anyways, good for you, Bill Buckner. God bless. You know, rest in peace, young man.
Yeah. The flip side of that is the Red Sox also have an icon that is nearing the end of the road. That's Dustin Pedroia.
Yeah, what's the matter with his knee?
Yeah. Yeah. He basically has played like 12 games the last 2 years. And
he's back on
the injured list. Put him on the 60-day injured list. He's not going to go through any more surgeries.
He's gone.
He's not going to rehab. He's going to stop his rehab. He's going to go home and talk to his family.
Yeah, here's the family. Thanks for the contract. But guess what? He's not going to retire. He's just going to be on the permanent DL, like Prince.
Right.
Who should have retired.
Yep.
Anybody in the 60s or 70s or 80s would have retired, you know, but now they figured out the loophole, you know.
Yeah.
Brilliant move, guys. I mean, really, how much are we still paying Prince? 2.6?
It's 6 a year, yeah.
Who's buzzing?
I'm buzzed.
Oh, yeah. Is that the grass thing?
But Pedroia was a hell of a player in his time. He was the MVP in 2008.
Yeah, right.
Just, you know, he helped the team get rid of that curse of the Babe.
True that.
So, you know, you tip your hat to the guy, and, you know, for as much crap as Buckner went through, Pedroia's put on a pedestal in that town.
Yeah, and, but you know, I mean, really, you're still going to be paid for a couple more years.
Yeah.
You know, so you're going to count against the cap. You know, and right about now, Boston needs something in a damn hurry.
Yep. Pitching. Pitching, pitching, pitching.
Yeah, but they got Price back, so don't you worry about a thing.
The price is right.
Oh, yeah.
At least right now.
Price is right.
The price is right. He's pitching good now.
Yeah, the price is right, but the Porcello isn't.
No, the Porcello is wrong.
Yeah. Wah, wah, wah. Do I got one of those things? Maybe I do.
Yeah, he's not pitching very well, no.
No.
He's not earning his $88 million or $22 a year.
See, that was a weird thing that I thought. As soon as Dombrowski got over there, hurry up and signed him to an extension right away. Why? He was almost washed up here, you know? As much as we talk about Mr. Rillich giving away the stupid extensions, you kind of think, Dombrowski, dear Mr. Dombrowski, you know, I mean, the Porcello extension was all you, you know? Why?
Yeah,
he got one good year out of him.
Yeah? Yeah, but I mean, really, they're third place now. You know, it's really...
Actually, the extension that Porcello signed was prior to... was it prior to...
No, when he was left Detroit, it was bye-bye, see you. And then he got over there, and it's like immediately they waved the contract in front of his face, and everybody went, okay. Why? You know, he wasn't that good here. Why would you? And especially for that money, why? You know, it's not like you're trying to make up for something.
Because I thought that we traded him there, and then he signed the extension during that offseason. Dombrowski was still here because it was in that summer, that July, that Dombrowski got fired.
No, that we didn't want him. We got him out of here.
Right, I mean, we traded him for Cespedes, and they got him over there, and they signed him to the extension. So I think it was prior to Dombrowski getting there. Because Dombrowski traded him to the Red Sox for Cespedes. And then that July, he traded Cespedes to the Mets. And he got fired.
Cespedes went from what, Oakland to
Boston,
Boston, and then to us, to New York? To
the Mets, yes.
Yeah, and now now he's on the...
DL.
He's been on the DL. Yeah, he's been on the IL forever.
Oh, yeah, and
with a heel problem.
Yeah, he's going to be on it for a while yet.
Yeah, but you see what he broke it at his farm?
He had a big setback. So.
Playing Guitar Hero?
Yeah.
Yeah, with Zumaya.
Yeah, yeah, did you see that? He was actually saying that, yeah, I did weed. I did marijuana substances while I was playing for Detroit. Because it hurts when you throw fast, you think? And that's the reason why you were gone in 2 years.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird to me that, I mean, after even playing Guitar Hero, how do you play it so hard that you screw up your wrist? How does that work? You know? I can't even imagine. You can't press a button any harder. You know, especially back in that day. You know, and then they were saying, well, you know, the Tiger medical staff said, well, we've seen something like that happen before. And okay. I mean, how did you not sue the game manufacturer? Really talk about losing your livelihood because of a malfunctional game. I cannot believe there's not some lawyer somewhere, you know, that would chase that ambulance. But then again, you don't see that game at all anymore. I mean, which gone, thanks, it was fun for a little while.
You would have thought he would have sued because it was like a...
defectively...
designed.
Yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, how many other people screwed up their wrists? But I'm still trying to figure out, for a game that all you have to do is press buttons, you don't actually play, you know? So how did you hurt your wrist? You know? Well, I mean, I wanted to see a diagram of this. Dude, how did you actually make this happen? Because it's still sketchy, you know? And then it was all about getting a box down when he was helping somebody move. Sketchy. I mean, this whole guy sounds like it was sketchy all the way, but we looked past it because he could blow 106, you know, 104, 101, you know. I mean, but again, and it goes back to your point, Kenny, for so many years, you know, that you've had, people that throw 100 miles per hour, you got like about a 90-day lifespan, you know, in the major leagues.
Depends on whether you can throw 100 miles an hour with a normal motion, or do you have to crank it?
I don't know anybody.
Verlander didn't have to crank it, and that's why he's never had arm problems.
No, but he could. I mean, yeah, but he didn't do consistently. You know, he could value his speed. Whereas Zumaya, 106. I mean, you were egging him on.
Yeah,
harder, faster, so to speak. It's like a porn thing, but you know, I mean, it was just like as soon as he threw it, everybody looked at the gun. You know, and I don't think the gun in Detroit was juiced. But, I mean, he had a reputation almost like John Rocker. I mean, there you have, like, this little deal with the devil 2 years, and then you're gone forever, you know. And everybody thinks this guy is going to be around like Willie Hernandez, you know.
I'll give you another one, though. Aroldis Chapman. Now, he's a reliever, so he doesn't throw as many pitches as a Verlander, but he cranked it up. He has cranked it up just as much as Zumaya. But he doesn't have to whip it in there like that.
Yeah.
It's a violent motion. These guys trying to get that last mile or two an hour on the fastball that they put all that strain on the elbow and the shoulder.
Yeah, and it's what Mark always says, too. You know, you've been doing it since you're seven.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so your arm never really got to... I mean, that's how it matured.
Yeah.
And if you didn't have... And even if you had Elton John surgery, you know... I mean, you're going to come back and that arm's not going to be anywhere near, you know. So, I mean, think about it. If you're a fireballer and you have to come back and learn how to Frank Tanana the thing, good luck.
Junk ball.
Talk about good luck, what happened to Cleveland in... We took a look today with the fifth Beatle, you know, with Paul Jurek, and we looked at the baseball standings this week. You know, only the American Central League is it out of control. You know, because I think Cleveland is 10 back and they're second up.
Yeah.
And then thank God for the Royals, you know, because you'll never be in the bottom. However, you have the fine Detroit team who, and Mark would say a lot about this about the Wings too. They play at the level of the people they play. Now, I mean, Detroit, if they get swept by Baltimore or if they lose one of the next two, they have lost to every bottom dweller that's below them, but they're the bottom, and get swept by, you know. So what does that make you in the power rankings? Absolutely Whoa. Dead zero?
Well, this is a race to the bottom here. Their last 14 games, they have one win. They have 12 losses, and they have one suspended game that they were behind in.
Yeah, true that too.
So, I mean, this is like swirling the drain in the bathtub. They're going down.
Well, sure, is that the toilet?
Yeah. Well, probably more appropriate the toilet.
Make sure you flush.
Yeah. You know, we were excited about Ronnie Rodriguez for a little while.
Who?
He sure has the red pop syndrome going, doesn't he?
Who?
He still leads the team in 6 home runs, his OPS 791, that's tops on the team.
We're 4 days away from June, the guy has 6 home runs, and that's the leader. Team.
And he hasn't hit anything for about 2 weeks now.
Well, he's had hard pitching. Yeah, look at the pitching staffs he's come up against.
Yeah. Baltimore.
Whoa.
And, oh, my God. Baltimore.
Whoa. Well, that's 3 L's right there, guys. Yeah. It's Baltimore's pitching.
And defensively, they're playing him at shortstop because Mercer's injured.
Oh, and so is Harrison.
Oh, my God.
Harrison got hurt yesterday, too.
Okay.
And he blew out the hammy.
Oh.
So, how long will that wonderful, corner of the infield be out?
Okay. Now, who do you put there?
I don't know, but Rodriguez is looking like a guy who needs to be sent back to Toledo at this point. I mean, he's in a bad way.
How long is Mercer going to be out?
Don't know.
They put him on the, what's he got?
He's on the 10.
Yeah. But he's been there for a while.
Yeah. Been there for 2 weeks, 3 weeks?
I think they said he was ready to go for a rehab stint. Minors, so they may have to rush him back up.
Yeah, take him to Erie. I mean, he wasn't doing anything when he was, quote-unquote, healthy,
Yeah,
but he was catching the ball.
You kind of think maybe...
Oh, my God. Did you see that game yesterday? Whee! Fundamentals, anybody?
No.
Not here.
No.
No.
Wretched.
Especially when you have your big bat that Boris can't wait to represent get caught in a rundown.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Dude. But then Gardenhier has now become lionized. Oh, any day now we'll break out of it. We have positive attitude. This is how it goes, and then we go into streaks, and then what? Then you're going to play New York? I mean, you might as well just play Baltimore and then play Seattle, of all the bottom dwellers.
What do you expect Gardenhier to do? Do you expect him to come out and tell the truth?
Yes.
No way.
Say, look, we're crap, we know it, next. I would have more respect for you than that. Because we see every single day in the box score what goes on.
It's garbage.
We watch the game, and then you go, well, we had some positives coming out of it. There's the ninth inning. we got done at the game.
I'm looking at it. Cabrera leads the Tigers at 21 RBIs.
Go number crunch.
Rodriguez has 6 home runs. Wow. Cody Bellinger of the Dodgers has 18 home runs. He's hitting .386.
And he's not even in the top 20 in the batting.
48 RBIs. Okay, he's having a career year. Chris Yelich for the Brewers has 21 home runs already. George Springer leads the American League with 17. And we got 6.
Yeah, and then you're paying a guy $30 million a year. Yeah. But he's hitting .293.
Yeah, well, the team overall is hitting .225. 225. That's Don Wirt territory.
And that's Ray Oiler territory.
Wow.
With that 198 rocking. You know what I forgot to ask you, too, is how many guys in the batting order is under 200?
5.
I know what you know.
Team OPS. OPS is on base percentage plus slugging percentage.
Right.
And marginal major league hitter would be about 700. The team's OPS is 658.
And where's Romine?
They're actually not the worst hitting team because Miami's worse than them.
Yeah, and they got swept by Miami.
But Miami has some pitching. Listen to this. Boyd leads the team with 8 quality starts out of 11. Now, a quality start is 6 innings with 3 runs given up or less. 8 times out of 11, Boyd has done that. Second on the team is Turnbull with 4 out of 11. No other pitcher on the team has more than 2.
Wait till Zimmerman comes back. He'll be like a fresh start. He'll be just like a brand new guy.
And their bullpen, 28th out of 30 in ERA.
Yeah, but look at Shane Green. He's doing so well.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, something like 2 weeks ago, they had a deal cooking with Cincinnati.
You see what Fuck Barmer did the other day?
Oh! See if Fuck Barmer, away it goes. Well, there you go. There's his good, and Toledo.
Yep.
You know? I mean, Toledo at any time now. But then again, you got positional players throwing for you guys because you don't have enough depth. I mean, look, CeCe Sabathia's hurt. Maybe we can get him.
Well, they've burned through so many starting pitchers that are out with injury. I mean, they're now dipping into, well, we got Nick Ramirez, we got Ryan Carpenter. Yeah, okay, great.
Just signed somebody today. Yeah, they're all happy about Carpenter, and I don't understand why. You know, I mean, this is really...
He's never shown anything at this level.
This is Pujols' team from 2004?
Yeah, three.
You know, this is Pujols' team.
It's dreadful. This is the bottom year. This is it. I mean, we are seeing this team hitting the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, and the funny thing is they're going, well, they're not too bad. And then thank God, because I will seriously punch. Where's my punch? The first person to say, "What? Look, they're only 12 under 500. 500 means that you're shit.
That's because you've only played 51 games.
I know. There, I just gave you enough. And if you're driving by on a 60-inch, there you go.
You know, you look at the Minnesota Twins. Now, who really thought that the Minnesota Twins were going to be where they are today? They're 36 and 16, 20 games above 500, right?
Yep.
105 home runs they've hit. 105, yeah, that's on a record pace.
Take a look at Seattle, and that's the one that Mr. Jurek likes to bring up. Seattle in the beginning of the season, I mean, everybody and their brother was hitting home runs, and now they're barely treading water.
Yeah.
I mean, what happened? I mean, did they go for a power outage, or their pitching just go bye-bye?
Both.
Okay, bad timing.
Yep.
Beckham was going crazy, the third baseman.
I
can't remember his first name. Tim Beckham.
Yeah.
Was hitting howitzers.
Yeah.
Now he can't hit beach balls.
They call it small sample size.
Yeah, extreme. But everybody thought they were the first ones out of the gate.
You think about this. You get the Twins have 105 home runs. Tigers have 41.
Yeah, and only...
Marlins have 35.
And only six by their leader from some journeyman.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, whoo. But now, you're right. If you got your second baseman and your shortstop out, now what do you do?
Call up the kids. Willie Castro, up here, you're a shortstop. We'll play Beckham at second base for a while because we don't really have anybody plug in there. But I'd bring Willie Castro up and see what he can do at this level.
Well, Beckham is a natural second baseman anyways.
Yeah, well, for second or third.
Second or third, yeah. But I mean, he was brought up as a second baseman, but he played third.
I'd play him in short. But now if Harrison's out for a while, I'd play him at second, bring Castro up.
Right.
I mean, it's time. Start bringing these kids up. Let's see if there's anything there.
Yeah, but you know the reason why you don't? And then sometimes you're illuminated that. Yeah, because now all of a sudden you can't ship them back down. And then again, when they come up here, they get Legendary Lloyd to screw up their arm slot. And they'll never hit.
Their swing slot.
Their bat slot.
Yeah. Right. And so they'll never hit. So do you really want to... I mean, here's the story. There's something in the Detroit Free Press 10 days ago, 11 days ago now, said there's no reason to watch a Detroit Tiger game. There isn't any. You know?
There isn't. There's only one player on this roster that could potentially be here when they're good, and that's Boyd.
You know, here's another hard one. No, not you, Mrs. Ford. Go away. I didn't see you over there.
Oh, she heard a hard one.
Who is your all-star to go this year?
Boyd.
Can they skip a team?
Boyd. Absolutely.
Boyd right now.
Yeah.
But again, what's his record? 4-3? 3-2?
Doesn't matter. On this team?
Yeah, it doesn't make the record. Doesn't make a difference.
But you look at the stats, you look at the peripherals. I mean, he's definitely an all-star.
It's either him or Shane Green.
Yeah, no. It's
no, but I'm just saying, those are only two that have any type of...
You sure as hell don't have any position players worth
it. Yeah, right. No kidding.
That's what I'm saying. The only two that are...
Send Miguel?
I think you send Miguel on just name recognition. Because everybody else... I mean, Boyd could easily be 3-7 by all-star game. You know, and they just look at the stat. They don't look at they don't have time to look at your team blows, you don't get any run support and all that stuff. You know, they'll just look at you know, the guy's hitting 290-something. That's great. He's a former Triple Crowner. That's great. He's a well-recognized name. That's great. And they'll bring him in. You got to have somebody, even though he does not deserve it. At one home run, 4 days to June, two home runs now.
Yeah, he doubled. Doubled his home run total. Yep.
Two.
Okay. He's got two. Yeah. This pace, by the end of the year, he'll be up to six.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's less than one a month.
Yeah.
one a month.
He'll catch Ronnie.
Yeah,
but yeah, catch up to Ronnie.
But it's up. I mean, he's batting against the worst pitching teams for the last 14 games now. You know, I mean, where's your arm slot? You settled the thing with the other chicky babe. That little dumb thing's out. The thing that you hurt yourself with at the Worlds, that thing's out. Your ankle's okay, that thing's out. So what the hell is it? You know,
it's not warm enough.
It's too wet.
Yeah, maybe that's like wet
water. It's too wet, that's right.
There he goes. They don't have that in Venezuela. They have no water.
I go out on the field, the grass is wet, my socks get wet, and it gives me athlete's foot, my toes itch.
Or is he going to go back and say, I never wanted to be a DH? You know, keep me as first baseman.
But he is playing first base most of the time.
I was going to say, what do you have to lose now?
Yeah.
Nothing. I mean, Hicks went to Red Pop, you know. I mean, Hicks, 2 years ago, looked solid as heck. Here we go. You know, now we got Mr. Rogers down there. Do you bring up Mr. Rogers? Because who's your catcher? Now, Hicks Griner. And who else?
Griner.
Yeah, okay. Ugh. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You know, so Rogers is hitting, what, 320, 321? You know, and he's throwing guys out. Oh. And he's calling a great game.
He's a marvelous defensive catcher.
So we're thinking, boy, here's Lance Parrish. You know, part two.
Yeah, could be.
But then that's what they said about Avila, though, too.
You know? And Avila was a good hitting catcher when he came up.
And great defensive.
Yeah.
Now could call a game. You know, which is two-thirds of what I'm looking for. Somebody can throw out somebody, you know, stealing, and somebody can call a great game. Calm that pitching staff down.
And free pitches.
That's important. Right, right, and don't let anything pass you.
Yep.
You know.
One of the things Avila was very good at was blocking those pitches in the dirt, and he got a lot of them with his pitching staff.
And he got a lot of hit swings in the head.
Most catches.
I mean, was he too far forward or something?
I don't know.
What was it? Because he always would get a big, that one had to hurt.
Well, one thing was the pitching staff, because they throw so much smoke out there. These guys were constantly just foul-tipping them.
Yeah, true to that, you know. It is kind of amazing, really, because you had, as much as everybody said Bill Freehand was the Tiger catcher, he really didn't hit all that well.
No.
You know?
He was your 240 hitter.
Yeah.
But in that era, 240
was pretty good.
Bad.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, for somebody who could call a game and block the plate.
Yep.
And, you know, you threw from the outfield, you could better tumble into that guy. Because he's really going to hold. He was a built big guy.
Well, he played played football at Michigan.
Yeah. You know, but then again, you take a look at Lance Parrish, and Lance Parrish was a big brick.
Oh, yeah.
You know? So if you could get another guy like that, you know, if this Jake Rogers kid is anywhere near, then this Jake Rogers turns out to be the centerpiece for the trade.
Unless Daz Cameron puts it together. They're still working with him in Toledo.
If, and look where he went. You know what I'm dying to use, though? I just don't know where to use that at. I'll find one.
Well, Franklin Perez. Go ahead. Oh, okay.
Where'd you go?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a fun career, son. Bye now. You know? I mean, everybody thought that was going to be, he was going to be the.
Yeah. It sure looked like it, but what's this shoulder inflammation? Okay, why?
Yeah.
Why? It doesn't just inflame itself. There's something causing it. What is it?
Yeah. I mean, if something needs to be repaired, it's time.
Yeah.
You know, that's the weird thing about athletes, and if anybody's more of an athlete around this corner, it's you. You know, why are athletes, when they know something is really amiss, why are most very, very afraid to get an operation?
Because they think a lot of times it could be career-ending.
Well, what do you got now?
But see, the thing about it is, back 20, 30 years ago, a lot of the operations were career-ending. Now, they've gotten so good with the operations. Yeah.
How many pitchers in the 80s, their career's death knell was rotator cuff?
Right.
Yeah.
Now, you're going to fix it. You're fine.
When they do rotator cuff, it's just an arthroscopic thing.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I went in for mine, and I went out the same day.
Yeah.
Took me 8 months to get everything back together again.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I wasn't going through any kind of crazy, you know, windmill exercises or anything, just enough to get yourself back in there. But, I mean, it's, you know, perfect now. I mean, I throw low 80s.
But you don't, 90s. You don't hear a lot of rotator cuff. Oh, my God. You know, now it's Tommy John.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
It's the elbow shit.
Yeah. Yeah,
because they're trying to crank it.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I'm just amazed that every decade, once a decade, there's some guy who tries to throw sidearm.
Yeah.
You know? Which you take a look at sidearm at any kind of speed whatsoever, and you take a look at that arm, and it looks like something screwed up.
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand what is that supposed to do. Is that supposed to save your arm? Why do people do that? Why do people throw a sidearm to begin with?
Well, it's a hell of a different look.
Yeah, the ball comes to the batter at a way different angle.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're throwing the mechanics of the arm, you know, is doing, especially when you release, you know, okay. It's fun to watch as a viewer.
And I don't recall ever hearing of a sidearm pitcher having an elbow issue.
No, but God, you would think that the stress on the wrist itself, because it's a lot different than just a release.
Yeah.
Whew, boy, you know, God love you kiddies for doing so. But, you know, the funny thing is you take a look at the White Sox. The White Sox are exactly where they were supposed to be.
Yep.
You know, right in the middle, not progressing. You're 14 back. I mean, really, the American League Central is the only one where you're double digits away everywhere. But, I mean, there is some, you know, National League, they're fairly well bunched up, you know, to a certain degree. But, my God, the good thing about the American League Central, and it's been proven since Detroit was hot, there's only one good team. And if you are that hot team, then you ride for at least 3 years. I give you Detroit and their run, Cleveland and their run. Minnesota barked on the door last year. Here is their run.
Yep.
You know.
And the White Sox, I mean,
you take White a look. White Sox should be there.
You know, even with Michael Kopech going through Tommy John surgery.
Right.
I mean, you got Lucas Giolito now. I mean, he was supposed to be hot stuff in Washington, and it didn't look like he was going to put it together.
Right.
They shipped him off, and they had him eat and trade, and he stumbled a bit, but now look at him. Holy cow.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, White Sox are starting to come together. Moncada's looking good this year.
White Sox should have, there's no reason for White Sox to be down double digits. None. You know, on paper, for the last 3 years, they're like Toronto. On paper, they look like world beaters.
No bullpen.
Yeah.
Welcome to the American League.
But you know what? They have kids coming up.
But I'm just saying, right now, they don't have the bullpen. They got they got the arms to for starters. And if the starters don't carry them and get big leads, you got the Detroit bullpen over in Chicago. Yeah.
Well, that's almost what it was, the knock with the Tigers. Just wait till the eighth inning. Wait to the seventh inning, you know, and then you wait for the Detroit, you know, bullpen to come in. Then it's tee off team. And it's a total different ballgame, literally, you know. And that's what you had to wait for. It's almost too, I think it was Kenny or you said this last week, that you just waited for the batters wait for the first three innings to see what the Detroit pitcher does.
Yep.
And then they tee off 5-7, you know. Well, and then who are you going to bring in, Shane Green?
Well, that's pretty much universal throughout major leagues. Is that the first time through the order, batting average is low. Second time through the order, it's substantially higher. And then third time through the order, there are a lot of pitchers that can't make it through the third time through.
Then is that how Tampa Bay is now second place? They figured out with that weird-ass way that they do their things?
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly. Their whole deal is when they go into one of these bullpen games, you're not going to see a pitcher more than twice. You may not, some of them you won't see more than once, because they're not going to keep them in that long.
Makes sense.
There is a lot of reasoning behind it.
Do nine outs and say thanks. Bye. You know, and they're second place. I mean, they're beating up on Boston. And Boston's got a lot of firepower.
Uh-huh.
You know, still they do. I mean, but Boston seems to be like living on the remnants. You know, it's kind of like the 87 Tigers.
Uh-huh.
You know, they still have a lot of the key people, but somehow it's just not getting all together.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, is it your manager?
Don't think so. I think it's the fact that they don't have the depth they used to, and they don't have the bullpen they used to.
But then look at the Yankees. I mean, the Yankees are now...
Ooh,
boy. I mean, when does Judge come back?
It's going to be a while yet.
Yeah.
And Stanton, too.
And there's still...
But, you know, even losing Andujar for the year. I mean, they got that third baseman they got. What's his name? Gio Urshela or something like that.
Yeah.
And he's been playing incredible. I saw this play the other day. Holy cow, he threw the guy out. He's sitting on his ass.
I don't think the Yankees are a flash in the pan here.
No.
I don't think they're going to die out in July and then all of a sudden here comes Boston. I don't see Tampa ripping up that hype, even though they could
be. I think
be.
Tampa's pitching, I mean, they are by far and away the best pitching team in MLB.
What?
Yeah.
Even more than the Washington Senators? How can this be?
And Tampa's pitching staff is the best in the league, even with their weird-ass rotation.
And that's because they're good 1 through 11. They don't have any dogs on that staff.
Right.
So, you know, you manage it a different way. You don't have any guy trying to pitch 100 pitches in a game.
Well,
you know, your starter goes 2-3 innings. You bring in the next guy for 3 or 4. By that time, you're into the only
time that they use a normal rotation is when Snell pitches or Morton pitches.
Yeah.
Other than that, they go with the okay. You pitch for two, and you pitch for two. You pitch for one, and whatever.
And they got guys. They got guys that you never heard of: Yanni Chirinos, Jalen Beeks. Who's heard of these guys?
You've never heard of Jalen Beeks?
But they're just.
Yeah, Chirinos. Great. Chirinos just pitched 6 shutout innings the other day against Boston or somebody.
Yeah.
But if you're a pitcher, doesn't it make you like enthusiastic to come to the ballpark?
Oh, yeah.
Because you are starting pitcher. If you come in as Shane Green, maybe you do, maybe you don't. But these guys always get their time in the sun.
Yeah.
All the time. And to show that they really could be a start. Because I guess... I don't know why. At one time, if it's like you're going to be a reliever, it's like, oh, it was like such a dimension.
Yeah.
But now, man, if you're a good reliever, your name's in stone somewhere.
Yes.
You know, big time. Because almost throughout the league, there's probably about 4 teams that actually have a good relieving bullpen. And then everybody else is like just hope and pray, you know, to get through. I just want
to
see.
I think Tampa, to me, is the impersonal. Is the proof of, I have a saying, how do you know when you have too much pitching? The answer is, you never have too much pitching. And Tampa's proof positive. You never have too much pitching. That's why they're good 1 through 11, and it doesn't matter who they trot out, you're going to get a quality.
I give you Avila, who is the general manager of Detroit, who can't get too much pitching, drafts pitching for a decade, look where it's got us.
And Dombrowski before him, because right. Dombrowski focused on, you're going to bring in these young hot arms and throw hard. Where do they go?
Well, their whole thing was that trade them. You know, you can always trade pitching. You can't trade a center fielder. You know, yeah,
okay, fine.
But
you trade. Yeah. You traded them. But when you traded them and they went to the other team, what happened to them?
Well,
what happened to Jake Thompson? I mean, I thought he was supposed to be Mr. Hot Stuff. He vanished. All these guys vanished.
Well, and their position guys didn't, though. It's kind of weird. The position guys that they got, you know.
A few of them.
Yeah, well, is more than the few of the zero pitchers that did something somewhere else.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
I mean, Andrews, maybe, you know. But, I mean, Cincinnati is saying, thanks, Detroit. Even though they're on the bottom. I didn't know they were on the bottom. Jeez, oh, God.
Yeah.
What's up with the rest of that? I don't know if Cincinnati, the city, cares.
Well, Cincinnati is a baseball town. Trust me on that. Mm-hmm. But
they don't like their hockey team or their basketball team?
They made that deal with the Dodgers, and that didn't work out. I mean, Kemp's gone now. Puig's been terrible.
Yeah, he's hitting under 200.
Yeah, Puig, it's like, but he's always been a problem child, so why would you send him to Cincinnati?
Huh.
You know?
Well, send the problem to a problem team.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, really, Cincinnati maybe in college basketball, but not Cincinnati in the Big Red Machine. That's got to be tough. I mean, they almost kind of live like we do. I mean, here's the Big Red Machine, and here's, you know, Johnny Bench and Sparky and everybody. And you haven't had really anything else to go after that.
1990, I think, was the last team that was good. It was with the Larkin.
Here. God, geez. That means they're better than Detroit. Well, no. I was going to say a good team, but not a pennant team.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, it's been rough for the Reds. Yeah, no question about it.
Yeah, and they just don't seem to. I mean, do they not have the money? Do they not have the what? You know, they don't have the front office. Yeah, I don't ever remember people saying they don't have a front office, but clearly they don't.
They haven't been that good, no.
No, I mean, really, because you can draw from Kentucky. You know, there's a lot of fan base over there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, ton of fan base. So why can't they? I mean, they got probably a left side of the infield settled now. Okay, how's their pitching? Eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and especially in that division. It's amazing to see, though, Atlanta in second. You know, I mean, because Atlanta is always like the St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're always hovering.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they luck out and go in, but you never hear St. Louis having a phenomenal year. It's always like somewhere in September, bing, 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 here they are. You know, wild card or whatever. I mean, it's kind of like Oakland.
St. Louis has always had the reputation of having a well-run team. I mean, a disciplined team.
Yeah.
Okay. You look, for example, Albert Pujols. He was Mr. All-World there. Okay. Yep, sure. Came to the end of his contract. He looked and said, you got some back issues. We're seeing a little bit of decline. We'll pass. Okay. He goes off to the Angels, signs that humongous Cabrera-like contract, and he
Cabrera-like problems
into Cabrera.
Yeah.
They now.
Yeah, quickly.
Okay. I mean, and now he didn't lose the power. He just lost everything else. Whereas Cabrera's lost the power.
Yeah. I mean, there's no other excuses you can give Cabrera anymore. Yeah. And then, but people go, but he's hitting .293. He's hitting .293 for what?
Yeah, so
for
is a single. So is Iglesias. And yeah, he's got Iglesias power now too.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's not as good defensively.
I was going to say, Iglesias. And he's not as young as.
And he's more expensive.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, I mean, if you want to compare the two, and you let Iglesias walk.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you just like and. God bless the guy, and we said that, I think, last week, that, you know, he said, okay, I'll be a free agent. Nobody wants him. Signs a little contract to AAA Cincinnati, and then they bring him up to the farm or to the big team because of an injury. Can't get rid of the guy.
Yeah.
You know, really, you can't get rid of a .293 hitter. You know, 31st best in all of baseball, Iglesias, and you let him walk for who?
But just remember, Cabrera is the anchor of this lineup. What does an anchor do? Keeps sink. You from moving, right?
Sinks.
And yeah. You want to throw it in the water, right?
Yeah, you want to keep it there. You know, you don't want to bring it up so your team can go somewhere. I mean, is there another Pudge out there?
Another Pudge in what sense?
And to kickstart your team to start winning?
No, because the reason, I listened to somebody talking about this the other day. What happened with the Tigers in 06 isn't necessarily the free agents that they signed, that it's the young guys they brought up like Granderson. Okay. The young guys really made the difference on that team. And then the free agents kind of filled in some of the gaps.
Yeah, but I don't think bringing up Monroe, you know.
He had a good year.
Yeah, I was going to say as much as I said that.
Inge was a really good year. He had a really good year in 06. Mike Moroth, Jeremy Bonderman. Those were the guys that really drove the team.
Mike Moroth.
Nate Robertson.
Nate Robinson.
Yeah, but we remember the failures after 06, but 06, yeah. They were very good.
Yeah.
And that's really what turned the team around. That's why you're looking at the Tigers and say, well, maybe they should sign this guy. That, you know, you got to have this wave of young players move up from the minors. You've got to draft them, bring them in, develop them.
Yeah, but you can't do that 100%, though.
No, not 100%.
That's what I'm saying.
It has to be the core.
Is there a Pudge out there? You know, because Pudge brought in a lot. Whether Pudge did whatever he did, he was good at his position.
Uh-huh.
which was a total big upgrade.
Yep.
And then it said, look, other free agents, it's okay with the young kids coming up with Bonderman. Good Lord. What happened to that pitching crew? You know? I mean, it wasn't Petrie, Wilcox, Morris. And if you watch that video of the 84 Tigers, you wonder, what the hell took MLB that long to get Morris in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
What more did he have to do? You know? Lights out, no hitters, got a ring. What did you have to do?
And same with Trammell. And Whitaker isn't there. I mean, what the hell?
What do you got to do? I mean, as much as everybody thought Ozzy was so much better than Trammell, put it on paper. You know, because yeah. Ozzy could do a backflip. Wee-hoo. You know, perhaps the best. I wish I'd have somebody to come out, the best, you know, double play combination in baseball. You know,
what they should do is they should Photoshop a picture of Whitaker, put pinstripes on him. It being like that.
Yeah, or have a St. Louis thingy on him.
Yeah.
You know, he's in like that. What does it take? The guy could hit. The guy could run. The guy was flawless at second base.
Yeah, yeah.
Insane. We've never had a set. We have never recovered yet in Detroit since Whitaker is gone.
No.
And that's 80. Yeah, whatever.
90, 92 maybe?
Maybe. Okay. Yeah. So even at 92, you're still, you know, 20-some years, 30-some years.
Yeah.
You know, you could not find in all of America and Cuba and Venezuela and stuff, you could not find another second baseman. You could not bring up another second baseman, which brings you to the draft this year. They draft fifth. No pitchers, please.
Thank you.
None. You need a bat. You need a position. I mean, just as much as the Lions would always go with wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver, this year, guys, bats, position. Bats, position. You know? Don't trade up. Don't trade down. Don't go for prospects. Don't go for the 31st pick from San Diego. You know, their 31st best prospect. You know, I mean, what does that get you?
Yeah.
Nothing. It gives you like the other guys, like Cam, you know, Cameron, whatever. Nothing. Mm-hmm. We have a whole big group of nothing. We have a wonderful, a whole minor league of Erie. We got a badass Erie team. If you take AAA, take it to Erie, badass. Uh-huh. You know,
yeah.
That's about it. That you were stuck at Erie. And for all the trades you made and everything that you've done, you know, all the prospects, your third base prospects down in Toledo, and
yep.
His head's still messed up.
Yep. Yep.
You know, he ain't coming back.
Yeah.
You know, so now you need a third baseman. You need an infield.
Well, you got Paradis. I mean, I think he'll be fine at third base, but he's a couple years away yet.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
You know, you got Willie Castro potentially at short. You got the kid down at A.
Yeah.
That, you know, we'll see.
You have everybody.
Cody Clemens for second base, potentially.
You need.
You know, you've got pieces, but they're a ways away yet.
You need everything.
But you need to keep bringing more in. You need to get a couple of corner outfielders in the mix. Parker Meadows might work out, but again, you don't know.
He's not doing well. He's doing like 190 now.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, he started off like gangbusters,
uh-huh.
And he just flattened out. And it was like, oh boy, can you not hit? Because they said.
But you know what? Jake Rogers a year ago was hitting 160.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
He was hitting 160. I mean, you got to give these guys time.
Yeah, but he's not 5-tool, you know. But, I mean, that's kind of the whole nine yards is that these guys, evidently there's a huge, never playing the game, as you have. There's a huge gap between high A and triple A, and there's even a bigger gap between triple A and the majors.
Yeah.
Pitchers you see.
Yeah.
You know, they're not playing no more. You know, when you're playing the Hershey Bears, okay, you can like key in on this because you're used to this. You know, but every time that you get elevated up one higher, you're thinking, okay, I got it. You know, and then you see like a curveball that starts on the mound, you know, and it's like, wow, okay, where did that come from?
Yeah.
You know, and then when you come up here and you see the best of the best, you know, you become a Jacoby Jones.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing you can do with Jacoby Jones. There's nothing you can do with Fuck Barmer.
Right.
At all. These two guys ain't happening. You know, as much as, I don't know if they're there for warm body slots, but why would you still have
They John are there Jones? For warm bodies. That's exactly, that's what this team is all about. We have to field the team. We're going to run these warm bodies out. Jacoby Jones won't embarrass himself defensively in center field, so we'll kind of have to put up with his stupid bat that he can't hit. Okay, you got Castellanos out there. He can't field, but hopefully he can hit some.
But he can't run. He can't run. Do fundamentals.
Yeah. I mean, that's exactly Ronnie Rodriguez, warm body, okay? And Ronnie Rodriguez looked pretty good for about 3 weeks, and then they figured him out. Now he looks like Bozo the Clown out there.
Does Gardenhire quit?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so.
No. He understands what he's dealing with. He knew it when he signed here. Okay? He knew it was going to be bad for a few years.
Yeah. He knew he had a circus here.
Yeah.
Well, I guess
it's easy. And he was the ringleader.
And I'm sure they talked about it. I mean, behind closed doors, I'm sure they're honest.
Yeah.
That's when the doors open up and the cameras start working. That's when you get the lies and the bullshit.
Yeah, but you know what? We just did this with assholeness. You know, don't lie to us. You know, anytime now, boy, we took some positives out of there. Boy, if it wasn't for that one bad inning, you know, I mean, we've heard these cliches. This is almost like lying coach, you know, times.
If it wasn't for those five balls that went over the fence.
The other pitches were fine. The five home runs.
We took something positive out of this game and this big fat L.
We have momentum now.
Yeah. Coming into next year. You know, but you wait till, you know, I guess really it's a great time to be a manager. You got no sweat.
Yeah.
You know, you got nobody in the ballpark, but you have no sweat. You know, I mean, how long before the Tiger fans boo? But will they boo their team or will they not show up?
Not show up.
Yeah. They're already not showing up.
Right.
Yeah, when was the last time you watched a game? You of all people.
It's been a little while.
See, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. The cool thing is that women's softball is out, kids. Oh, boy, USC plays Old Dominion. You want to watch this. Who gives a shit about the game? They have the tightest uniforms in all women's softball, collegiate softballs. If you're like a butt guy like Paul is, oh, this is a heyday. For that center field camera, whoa. Talking about which.
Paul.
Paulie.
fifth Beatle.
Yeah, that's right. He's at home right now. He's got a, you know, watching, well, let's see, who would be on today? Georgia State and Florida, you know, two tight butt teams. He's there watching it on the 4K with a big roll of Bounty next to him.
And a bag of Cheetos?
No. No, he's got to get, like, the stalactites off the wall. Hey, I'm here. I used to play. Get out of here, Mrs. Ford. Talk about not getting out of here, but we got to. Our Super CPA, Ken Pocket, what did we not talk about in one whole minute?
Well, we didn't talk about the NHL finals. Whoops. Pitting Boston versus St. Louis. I saw an interesting stat between the Patriots, Red Sox, Bruins, and Celtics. That city has something like 20 championships over the last 18 years.
Who?
Boston.
And they're not.
And I'm sitting
down here
and I'm going, okay, Detroit has how many?
And we don't, and the newspapers don't bitch.
Zero. Yeah. I think it's zero.
Yeah, a nice round number, right?
Yeah. It makes it easy to remember.
Well, I think the Red Wings, you know, within the last 20 years won a couple, but.
Yeah. They're going to be the closest.
You know, that's. Yeah, but. You know, it's been 35 years for the Tigers, right?
Yeah, and nobody cares.
It's been 60 something for the Lions. And, you know, the Red Wings has been, what, 11 years now? And Pistons.
Pistons was 2004.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but look what they did. They got into the playoffs, and they learned a lot.
They got momentum now.
Yeah, they do. Now they know how to play the game.
Yep. So, hey, you know, if you want to root for Boston in the NHL Finals, you know, God love you, but count me out. Count me out.
Give me St. Louis. Mark Milicek, our sport director here at CKWR Radio 76. What did we not talk about in one whole minute?
Well, since we didn't talk about the NHL, we haven't talked about the NBA.
That's true.
The Golden State Warriors against
nobody.
The Toronto Raptors.
Toronto Raptors.
I was trying to squeeze one in there. Trying to figure out how to do. But, you know, the funny thing is that Toronto's got the worst coach because we got their best coach.
That's right.
You know, their whole team was only good because of their coach, and we got them. Ha! We showed Toronto that won't do anything this year.
Well, at least they made the finals.
Yeah, and screwed up their draft picks. Oh, man.
Well, what else is
there? What do you think? Did the Raptors have any chance in hell against the Warriors?
Nobody thought that they were going to beat Milwaukee.
Kawhi Leonard's amazing.
Yeah, I think he's got something to prove. I think the pressure's no pressure's on Toronto whatsoever.
Yeah.
You come in loose, and you're ready to rock and roll, and you got something to prove. And Kawhi, all of a sudden, he, for the first time ever, looks like he could re-sign with Toronto.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, boy, dear Mr. Spurs, how'd that go for you? You know? How'd that trade work out?
Well, they got a good player back.
And where'd they go in the playoffs?
Playoffs? What do you say, Jim? What? Playoffs?
Yeah. Well, anyways, talking about anyways, it's time for us to skiddly-dee out of here. But you can always pick us up on Podbean, Podbean. Put in CKW, and it'll go right on down there to our logo. Click on our logo, and it'll have a Detroit Sports Authorities. Take us anywhere you want. Take us in the zero turn with you. No, you can keep it at midnight before you call Mark.
The 48 or the 60.
Whatever fits.
That's right.
That's right. What a date, you know? I mean, she's a good-looking woman, but she can only fit a 48. Oh, forget about that chick.
That's
anyways,
right. Anyways. I want one that takes a 60.
That's right. And her sister. With a zero turn. Damn, there you go. Talking about going, we got to go. So, for the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, and our sport director, Mark Milicek, John Sarver saying, we'll see you next week on the Detroit Sports Authorities. Goodbye.
Bye.